in 2009, highly scientific poll sent out among mammal biologists in which pikas were actually voted the cutest mammal. They are small mammals. They're closely related to rabbits, and they are about the size and shape of a potato with big round ears.
That was Johanna Varner, an assistant professor of biology at Colorado Mesa University, describing a small mammal, the pika. Pika thrive in rocky fields with plentiful grasses at high alpine elevations. Varner warns that changes in temperature are altering that terrain, forcing pikas to move to higher elevations.
And so the basic idea there is that as the climate warms, you have both this double whammy of warmer summers where the pikas are restricting their activity, they can't collect enough food, and also winters that have less snowpack, where you see them actually being ironically exposed to colder temperatures over the winter. And so these factors combine to make lower elevation habitats to be less suitable under a changing climate.
The movement of pikas upslope is having a cascading impact on the ecosystem.
First, they serve as a food base for certain kinds of predators, especially weasels. Weasels are definitely the animal that rely on pikas most as a source of prey.
The movement of these small herbivores not only impacts weasels who eat pika, but also plants that the pikas eat.
They can have big effects on the meadow vegetation based on what plants they choose to eat and what plants they choose to cache. And so in that way, some scientists have considered them to be ecosystem engineers, which just means that they have a lot of wide-ranging effects on the ecosystem in which they're found.
Varner will present her pika research during two seminars at Utah State University this week. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rachel Hager.